Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Final hour of the Connor Happer Show. John Schreiner sitting in today with Josh Odson. We're watching the Women's College World Series on ESPN. Tennessee leading Alabama 10-4, bottom of the fifth.
Really laying it on them.
Yeah.
You hate to see Bama go down like
that. It's been a volunteer onslaught, Josh.
And let's just do this here real quick, John, before we get into
it. Okay, let's do it.
We don't really care the exact dates that Rudy took place, everybody. We don't care. No, I'm sorry.
It was a guess. Okay. I was
clearly
guessing.
We weren't like huge fans of the movie. We don't care.
I did look it up though. And the movie begins in the late 1960s in Joliet, Illinois. And Rudy then visits Notre Dame in 1972. So if you want to say that it took place in the 60s or in the 70s, yes, it did. All right, this is the topic of the day that I've been looking forward to. So last night, while I was doing some prep, I was cruising around the internet looking for, you know, what are the topics of the day? What are sports people interested in right now? What do they want to hear about? And Josh, you guys have used ChatGPT. You crafted a Cat Stevens song, you told me.
We did. It was beautiful.
Yep. Using ChatGPT. And I've used it. I was, you know, curious of what's all the buzz about this thing. So I've used it, actually have used it for various things relating to work, and it's been fairly useful.
Okay.
It's helped me out with some things. But I also know that ChatGPT has limitations when it comes to current events. Like, it doesn't know anything that's happened as on the internet since 2021. So like anything relatively new, it's not going to give you an answer. So I went over to Google's Bard, which is their answer. It doesn't have these limitations, right? It's on the internet now. And I asked Google Bard, said, what are the biggest sports topics of the day? Just let's see what AI has to say about what's important in sports right now.
Surely it would be... You could have guessed a lot of these, right? Surely.
Probably could have guessed a lot of them.
Okay.
You listening to the show, you probably have an idea of what the top five sports topics for sports talk radio might be. Google Bard does not. So let's go through them. The number one result for what are the biggest sports topics from AI... NBA Finals. Oh, sure. Off to a good... Yay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Those start tonight.
That's makes perfect sense.
Good answer, Bard. But then it goes on to explain. The Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics are set to face off in the NBA Finals.
Hey, wait a minute.
Beginning on Thursday night. The Heat are looking to win their first championship since 2006. Well, the Celtics are looking to win their first title since 2010. So this is literally impossible. The Heat and the Celtics cannot possibly play in the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Though, that would have been a pretty good finals, right? Celtics go down 0-3, come back to make it 3-3. We get a good game 7, right?
Nobody thinks this NBA Finals is going to go 7.
No, but honestly, come on. Come on, Bard. I'm going to talk to Bard, and I'm also going to rate these responses a la Josh Odson movie reviews on Twitter. We're going to give them a rating on a 5-star scale.
What an honor.
These teams are in the same conference. They can't possibly play in the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm. Feel like a computer should
a
probably
computer
know
should
that.
Probably know that.
I would give a person a little more slack on such a thing.
especially a person like me who doesn't know anything about the NBA, which I've already admitted to. I do know, however, that the Heat and the Celtics are in the same conference and therefore cannot play for a title. For this response, Bard gets 0 stars.
Ooh.
0 out of 5.
Tough but fair.
But the confidence was a 5 out of 5, though. Right? It just, bang, threw it out there. The Heat and the Celtics are meeting for the NBA Finals, and that starts Thursday. No, it doesn't. All right, topic number two. Do you have a guess as to where we're going here for topic number two?
Oh, gosh. Topic two today?
I searched this last night. Just.
Wow. I really don't. I mean, there's...
It says NFL.
Okay.
The header is NFL.
OTAs, Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the explanation.
Okay.
The NFL is in the midst of its offseason, and there's a lot of news to keep track of. Some of the biggest stories include the new kickoff rule, the Patriots OTA violation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the retirement of Tom Brady. Hey, Bard, you did it.
Yeah, that was a thing that happened.
You got this one right. Although I do think we're probably past the Tom Brady retirement story now. Like, we've moved on. We're kind of over that.
But he put out that weird video where he definitely said he was done playing football.
Yeah.
Was that him or was that, like, a deep fake? Because it looks like Tom Brady, but it also looks like a deep fake. Is that just what Tom Brady looks like now?
Maybe that's what Tom Brady... Maybe retirement Tom Brady looks different than football Tom Brady.
Mm.
You know, he's had time for some of those skincare routines that he's been putting off.
Yeah.
So if you'd said Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are definitely not winning the Super Bowl, I think I would have given this one a 5-star review.
Okay.
But for me, it's 4 stars. Because the Tom Brady stuff, yeah, big deal a few months ago. But look, the new kickoff rule... A lot of people complaining about that. The Kelce brothers said it's ridiculous and stupid. And the Patriots OTA violation, like they had to start OTAs late because they were breaking the rules, which is very, very on brand for the Patriots.
Sure.
Right? So, hey, a 0 out of 5 on the first one, but you get 4 out of 5 on the second. Good job, Bard.
Okay.
Way to go. Coming back. We're coming back.
Anyone can make one mistake.
Topic three, what do you think?
Baseball?
It is. Major okay. League Baseball. Very good.
I don't know what. But...
MLB. All right? Here's the explanation. The MLB season is in full swing, and there are a number of teams that are off to hot starts. The New York Yankees, the Houston Astros, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are among the top teams in the American League.
Oh, so many things with what you've just said.
We did it again, Bard. You put a team in the wrong league.
We don't have to say hot starts because we're a third of the way through the season now. Houston is second in their division. New York is third. Dodgers are only in front by half a game.
And the Dodgers are not an American League team. Yeah. So I actually looked this up. The Dodgers... have never played in the American League.
Okay.
Throughout all of their iterations.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Dodgers were an NL team too. Okay.
The Brooklyn Bridegrooms of 1889 played in the American Association,
wow.
Which is not the American League.
I need a Brooklyn Bridegrooms night.
Yep. Yeah, and as you said, the Yankees are in third in the East. The Astros are 2.5 games back of the Rangers in the West. But it continues.
I mean, they'd be winning the AL Central if that means anything.
While the San Diego Padres, the New York Mets, and the Atlanta Braves are all leading the way in the National League.
That's
also wildly inaccurate.
It's not possible, and it's inaccurate.
So the Padres are 5th in the West. Mm-hmm. The Mets are 2 games above 500. The Braves do have the second best record in the National League, so that's not totally wrong. But overall, this is an awful answer, Bard. This is totally misleading. If someone who like was just trying to get into sports, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't know anything about sports. Let me ask AI what I should be paying attention to. You have just set this person up for failure. This is a 0 out of 5 stars response.
Again, tough but fair, I think. Yeah.
All right, we've got two topics left from Bard.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask you your guesses here, but this one's tennis. The fourth topic is tennis.
French Open going on?
The French Open is underway. And Novak Djokovic is the defending champion. Djokovic is looking to win his third consecutive title at Roland Garros and is the clear favorite to win the tournament. Wrong. Rafa Nadal is the defending French Open champion, which makes it impossible for Djokovic to win his third in a row. In fact, there has never been a French Open tournament in which Novak Djokovic had a chance to win his third consecutive title because he's never won two in a row.
He's only won two all time.
Right. He's won two in 2016 and 2021. What are you doing, Bard? The only thing that Bard gets right here is that the French Open is underway, which I didn't previously realize. This is another very bad answer. But because it did teach me one thing I didn't know, it gets a 1-star.
Is Rafa even playing?
He is.
He is playing.
He is playing. Like, how is Rafa Nadal, the all-time winningest player at Roland Garros, not the clear favorite to win the title?
No, he's not playing. He's got a hip injury.
He isn't? No. Oh, boy, I just pulled a Bard.
Look at you. 0 stars.
0 stars for that one. Maybe I should be using Bard. Okay. last topic, soccer. The UEFA Champions League final is set to take place on Saturday. Correct.
Now, this is one where I would need a computer's help. Yep.
As Liverpool faces off against Real Madrid.
Nope. I know that both of those are wrong.
Liverpool is looking to win its 7th Champions League title, while Real Madrid is looking to win its 14th. Okay. Yep. Champions League final set to take place on Saturday. Everything else is wrong.
Those aren't the teams. It's Man City and...
You are a year behind, Bard.
Oh.
That final took place last year. Real Madrid won by a 1-0 scoreline, winning their 14th title already.
Wow.
It's Man City and Inter Milan. That's who's playing on Saturday for the Champions League trophy. For getting the date correct, I'm generously giving Bard 1 star.
Ooh, okay.
So, the conclusion of Bard's response to my question of what are the biggest sports topics of the day. These are just a few of the biggest sports topics of the day. For more news and information, be sure to check your favorite sports websites and follow your favorite teams on social media. Bard absolutely failed in this task. A seemingly, for a large language model, AI system, very simple task. Tell me what are the things people are talking about in sports right now?
Yeah.
It put teams in the wrong leagues. It had incorrect statistical figures. It was a year behind on one of its responses. It made things up, like Novak Djokovic is going for his third consecutive French Open win, which is not possible. But it did make me laugh.
Unreliable, these computers. That's why you need a human being telling you the sports stories of the day right here on 1620 The Zone.
So clearly, your fears about AI taking over the world are premature. It doesn't know that the Heat and the Celtics can't play in the NBA Finals. Alabama just hit a solo home run.
Oh, they're back.
They're back.
10-5 in the sixth. Feels like a little late for a comeback of that magnitude.
I don't know. I thought this was a fun little exercise with Google Bard. I was seriously laughing as I read the responses. Because it's like so immediately most of them You can see, like, no, no, none of this, no, no.
Yeah, and while we were doing that, even though you told me this would happen, I went into ChatGPT and asked, what are the top sports stories of the day? And it said, I'm sorry, but as an AI language model, I don't have real-time data or the ability to browse the internet.
Yep.
My training only goes up to September 2021. That's exactly what you told me. I didn't doubt you.
Hey, I didn't bard that one. Yeah. Maybe that's the new thing. When someone says something wrong, gives you the wrong stat, you just barded that.
Make it happen. Use it in a sentence today with your friends.
And don't forget to use, with that being said, and I'm back in your everyday life.
Ooh, a lot of homework on the show today.
Yeah, you have homework. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Hey, LeBron James. Is he done? Somebody asked his high school teammates what they thought, as if that matters. We'll talk about that next.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.